Blog Talk Radio.
Have you always known that a reality greater than this should exist? Is now the time for you to step up and be the change you require in your life? What if that quiet whisper calling from the deep depths of you is the whisper of change? The whisper of what is truly possible? Would you be willing to start listening? Would you be willing to choose the true you? It's just a choice. Welcome to the What If Show, where possibility meets reality.
Good evening, everyone. How are you today? It is so funny. Our topic for this evening is conscious choice. And I'm waiting for Ellen to join us, who is our phenomenal host. But what is funny for me is I have two dogs in my household, and they sometimes act and react in interesting ways whenever certain topics come up. So with our topic for this evening, conscious choice, they've been running around going all kinds of crazy just before the show started. So I am now just gently putting my hands on them, and what would it take for, you know, them to be the contribution they truly are, not just to the show this evening, but to everything else. Ellen, hi.
Hi.
Oh, awesome. I'm actually having a broad smile on my face, thinking that for this time, how easy was it for technology to work in our favor?
It was easy now. thanks to pock and pot things, well, that everything's going to be with ease, joy, and glory.
Awesome. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining the show this evening. One of my highlights every week is the capacity I have for having the show and for inviting people like yourself to, I want to say contribute to the world, but you know what, it's also contributing to me and the world, you know, so how lucky am I? So before we get started on our topic this evening, conscious touch, would you please just give the listeners an idea of who you are and what it is that you do?
Yes, and thank you for being on the show. It's a privilege, and I just love it. I was very excited for it, so thank you.
Thank
well,
you.
Who am I? I live in the Netherlands, and I just have a job, a four-day job, and besides that, I do access consciousness. I have three kids grown up. They are already out of the house. They don't live with me anymore, and I got divorced about 11 years ago, and it really was the start of my life. And it was before the divorce, I was committed to my husband, to my children, to do everything and accept taking care of me. And I already was in the question, well, without knowing the tools from Access, well, who am I, and is this all there is? And I just want to explore more, and I wanted more. And after the divorce, I just kept doing things that I really love doing, like going biodanza, doing tantra, all kind of work for the body work doing, and get to know me. And who am I, and what I just want from my life. And that was a journey, and I just love the journey, and did all kinds of things. I did medium, I did medium courses, healing courses, mediumship. It was just awesome. And then one day, Access came into in my life. It was at a fair, and it was so excited. I just entered the fair, and at one moment I saw people lying on a chair. Were 6 or 7 chairs. They were lying, and they were getting. Afterwards, I learned the bars run, and it was like if there was a hand holding me back. So stop, don't move further, and I had all kinds of goosebumps all over my body, and I was, okay, what is this? And I just started asking questions, what are you doing? And I got this bar session from 20 minutes, and I was in love. And from that one, it was, from that time on, it just went on and on and on and on, and it's an awesome journey, and I just love it.
Awesome. And you know what? Your story to me is so beautiful because in it I can already perceive the invitation that you are for other people that going, okay, so who am I?
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm also hearing how aware you were of your body to know that this is for me.
Yeah.
So, curious how we can tap into your story and tell other people that maybe don't know who they are. What tools have you used to get to the point where you can say, well, this is me?
Well, before Access, it was like I was shopping. I followed a lot of courses to get to know me. And in those courses, I just found things, well, this works for me and that doesn't work for me. And it was a journey which went on and on and on. And I knew, it's somewhere I knew that one day something will come which is perfect for me. And I just believed, it wasn't a belief, I just knew it. I know that moment would come, and that was Access. That's the point where everything starts and where everything goes on and on and on and on. So for people who are searching or looking for things, for me, it's just go on and ask questions. Well, is this something for me? Does this suit me? Does this make me happy or does it not make me happy? And now with the tools from Access, I can ask more questions for if it is really my desire or is it a desire for somebody else, and all the questions we can ask with in Access. Yeah.
So that's rather interesting that you mentioned, is this for me or is it for somebody else? Could you maybe explain for people that don't know about Access Consciousness what that is? You know, it sounds crazy for some people for you to ask, is it yours?
Well, it really was for me. And it's so, when I was in, I call it in the spiritual world, they teach people to, when something doesn't feel good for you, then they say, well, look at yourself. Who are you? What are you? Is there something you don't want to see or you don't want to know? And then I learned to look at myself, what was wrong in me, what was wrong inside of me, and what wasn't right. And with the tools from Access, they just ask, well, is it yours or is it somebody else? And it was, I got that all the things they taught me, it wasn't me. It were the thoughts, the feeling, the emotions from other people. And that I didn't have to look at myself every time, every day, every day, every day. It was just ask the question, well, is this mine? Is this feeling? Is this emotion? Is this thought? Is this really mine? And it was heavy, but I just had to look at myself. That was number one in my life. And now it was so easy. No, it is not mine. Okay. So when it's not mine, from who is it? Oh, somebody else. Well, can what is there something I can do with that? No. So just send it back to return it to sender. And with the, using the clearing statement, righty, wrong, good and bad, all nine, pocket, boys, shorts, beyond, all the emotions, the thoughts, they just disappear. And it gives me more freedom in my life for just asking the question, is it mine? No. Is it somebody else? Oh, yeah. Well, send it back.
Well, that is such an interesting way for me. And this is a question that I have. We're going to be talking about conscious touch. All right. And
yeah.
One of the sentences of, you know, the description of the conversation is, we are inhibited in the society to touch or be touched. And I can recall being very young, I had no problem going up to anybody, touching them in the arm when I was talking to them. And to me, that was a way of acknowledging them. And at some point in time, growing up and becoming a little bit older, that was made wrong because it was said, well, you're now being sexual when you're touching someone, when you're talking to them. So I stopped doing that. So the question that I have is, the who does this belong to? How much of that is tied up into our wrongness almost of touching people when we talking to them or connecting with them?
Mm-hmm. For me, to touch people is normal. I don't think about it, but I know that a lot of people who are not used to be touched and who are afraid to be touched, and that there is a lot of heaviness on being touched, and it is, for me, it was weird that people don't want to be touched. And it's in this society, in this reality, people are very scared to be touched. And even in the Netherlands, it's that children at school, you can't touch somebody else, a child of somebody else, because when you touch it, they say, don't touch my child. They are so afraid of being molested, of do children harm. And I really would love to see that can be changed. What would it take to change that? What would it take to change the reality of other, from the people? And really, who started it? Not that you can't touch somebody else. And it's, well, with the tools, you don't have to know to whom this belongs, but just send it back and ask yourself, if you really want to touch somebody from your heart or from that the body of the other people need that or requires that, just that touch, just that energy, and just do it. Very easy. I just do it. I just put my hand on the shoulder, on the head for somebody in a talk, and it's so good to see that really the touch changes things in the life of people.
Oh, for sure.
Is that something you, while talking, I forgot your question, but I do.
No, you have answered it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
While talking, I just forget the question.
Oh, you have answered it and so beautifully. I was also looking at, you know, it's while you were talking, what seems to be the case is, as you can imagine, there's been so much, how can I put this, resistance against people becoming more aware or conscious and actually choosing for them and choosing for the planet and the world. And as you were talking about the almost the, shall I call it the fear that people have of being touched, it's as if that is one of the last, can I call it stumbling blocks, that if we can let that go, can allow so much more consciousness and, you know, awareness to permeate this world. So I am wondering, you asked the question, what would it take for that to change? I'm sitting here listening to your question. I'm wondering, okay, Ellen, what would it take for that to change? You know, what do you know about conscious touch that you can share with the listeners this evening?
When you are aware what a touch means for people, what a touch means for the body, and when you are aware that the touch is so important in life, you know that the science knows that children, babies, when they are born and people don't, and they aren't touched, they can just die. They can just die, not for the touch. So a touch is something, it's life-giving. And when you realize it for yourself, how important the touch is, what would it take just to touch people? I know that when my children, I have three children, when they grow up, they come in a certain age that they don't want to be touched. The mom, don't touch me, don't touch me, I'm too old for that. But when I walk by, when they are sitting on the chair or they are looking television, I just walk by and I just put my hand just for a short second sometimes on their shoulder or on their head. When they come, when they walk out of the room and I see them, I just sometimes just touch them. It's just those little touch moments, they can make a difference. It doesn't have to be very long, and it's lovely to be touched long, but just those little touches make a difference in the world of people. And when you realize that, you can do it everywhere. You can even do it in a supermarket. Then you just stand inside of iemand and for somebody, and just give a, you just put your body just small aside and so somebody else. There are so many ways you can touch people, and you can give your energy to other people. It's really, it's very easy.
Okay. So what does conscious touch create in people's bodies?
Wow. It creates for me it creates an energy for being seen, that people see you, that people can connect with you, that people it's the connection between people.
I'm almost perceiving that, you know, I mean, you quite a distance from me, okay. But I can see almost with conscious touch, if you touching someone consciously, there's no room for judgment.
No, that's right. It's last weekend there were some open days in the spiritual center where I come regularly, and I gave a small taster, an introduction of the conscious class I'm going to facilitate. And it was so great that people came in. I didn't know how much, so I had some mattresses on the ground, and people just sat there. And we started with four people, and then more people came in, and they all have to they were all sitting, and there was a space between, and then there came the second one, and they all have to go to sit to each other, and at one moment all the hips were against, and they just were in a circle where they touched the body from somebody else. And it was an awesome start of that introduction. The people just said, "Wow, it's the class of the intro already starts while touching the hips to the other hips." And then I just said, "Well, just sit here and just touch the person next to you. Lay your hand on there on the leg or on the hand or on the back, wherever you want. And just feel it. Just get the experience of what it is to feel, to feel the energy from somebody else, to feel the warmth of the hand, to feel the energy of the other person." And I was looking at all those people and the energy, which was in the first time when they entered, it was little bit a kind of tension, and I don't know what this workshop is going to be. And I saw the energy and the bodies relaxing, and it was like the bodies were saying, thank you for this touch, thank you for this moment. And this is what conscious touch gives the body: the connection, the feeling to be appreciated, that the body exists, that people have a body, and that the body can feel it, that the body can get, is to be known.
Okay, so that's rather interesting. So in this reality, do you perceive that people actually are cognitive that their bodies are separate from them, although they're not separate?
Oh,
no, that
yes.
It's the body that feels.
No, I guess that a lot of people feel with their head. And that's maybe different to say. It's that they separate the thought and with their body. It's what I did. It's what I couldn't perceive the energy when somebody touches me. It was like my head was talking how to feel it instead of really, really feeling it. Do you get a little sense what I mean?
Well, yeah, when you say it that way, it's almost as if when we think it's outside of the body, but if we take the thinking out of it, it's just the actual sensation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's really the feeling, and it's being consciousness. It's being conscious. What does your hand do? If now I'm touching my arm, and just being present with that touch, being present with the energy, and I can just feel that the molecules in my arm and in my body are just absorbing the energy and just loving that touch.
Mm.
And I just want to ask all the listeners, just take your hand, look just at your hands, and get the energy of your hands. And what would it take just to put your hands on your face? So slightly, put it on your face, or put it on your belly, or your heart, or wherever you want your body to be touched. And just feel the energy of it. And be conscious do it aware. And not like I'm just touching my hand and then my head and my arms and I'm just touching it. No, be aware and be conscious that you're touching your own body. And what would it take to change that for that it will change your life and the perception of your body and the perception you have of your body.
Awesome. Ellen, you know, I'm so grateful for you doing that because, you know, as you were doing that, I started giggling when I was touching my face. And then I took my hands I took my hands back again. I was looking at my hands and you were continuing, you were talking. And I went, wow. So if I can consciously be aware of my hand touching my face and me walking from one room to the other, and everything's molecules, then I could consciously change the molecular structure around me.
Yeah.
And what would that create in my life and the life of others if we were to touch them with that amount of, well, it's not that it's an amount, with that sense of being present and aware.
And what you said about changing the molecules, I just realized it. It is now when we touch physically, we put our hands on our hand or on somebody else, but with our words, the energy, we also change things. We also do that. We change when I talk with people, and also I knew that when I was in the introduction last weekend, I was talking, and while I was talking, I was consciously touching the world of other people, and that also makes a difference. So conscious touch is more than just the physical touch. It's also the energy with the words you bring.
Wow. How yummy is that? That is just changing my world.
Awesome. How does it get any better than this? And what else is possible if you can just touch people with your words, with the way you speak, with the way you pronounce things, with the energy of being a contribution to somebody else.
Awesome. So on the contribution to somebody, one thing that has stuck about our conversation today, I mean, this morning I was in the shower, and I remembered, oh, goodness, I've got you on the show today, and this is our topic. And I became aware of me touching my body, right, as I was washing my hair, as an example. And I remembered everything starts with you. So you being willing to be conscious about you, your body, your touch, and what that touch could be for you, and the contribution it could be. I am so aware that people don't necessarily see the contribution that they are or acknowledge the contribution that they are. Could you maybe give us some tools or, you know, anything that the listeners can take and play with to awaken that awareness and acknowledgement within them that it's not just their physical touch, but we've also discovered the touch of our words, of our language, of the vibrations that we be.
Mm-hmm. It starts with to choose to be in that space. It's a choice. It is choice to be in that space, to be that contribution, and be aware of it. Because we live in a society, in this reality, where everything is going quick, 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 quick. And what for me, it's that sometimes I just become aware of all the things I have to do instead of just sit down on my chair, and even at my work, and just touch my body and just lay my hand on it. It's being aware of how you are functioning in this reality, how you function in this world. And you people can, they can just start in the morning when you wake up. Well, put your how do you call the thing that wakes you up? Be 5 minutes before the normal time, and just be in bed and touch yourself, touch your body, and say hi, body. Good morning, body. Good morning, body. What contribution can I be to you today? And what contribution can you be to me today? What can we change? What can we change for this today, for our lives? What can we contribute to? And be aware of it. It's for me, it's being aware and choosing it to have this in my reality. And sometimes when I'm busy, you can also have those sticky notes and just put a sticky note on the refrigerator or on your computer. If you touch yourself today or this moment, and just a little reminder. So for not making it very heavy, but make it playfulness, make it, that it's fun to be touched.
I can just imagine all the excitement I can create at work if I have sticky notes all over saying, have you touched you? For all my colleagues walking past me. It could be so much fun, you know. And what would it take for us to inspire that fun with touch rather than the seriousness that we used to?
Yes, it's like when I have done some biodanza and tantra things, and in those courses there are a lot of exercises for the touch. And one of the exercises, and I just love it, is when they have this music on, you have two people, but you can also do it with yourself. Just put your one of your fingers and put it at the other finger and just dance with that finger. Just turn it around and move it and just play with it. While I'm talking now, I'm just doing it. And It gives me a smile on my face, because now I'm aware with the touch of the finger and the playfulness of it. And it is just two fingers touching each other.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. So what is the value, you think, for people depriving themselves of touch?
Is there a value of depriving if they don't...
I think it's rather insane. But yet we talk about this in the reality where people are maybe not comfortable with being touched or comfortable touching other people. So surely there should be a value or something that inhibits it to be just free.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
The helicopters are flying over saying yes. We acknowledge it.
Okay. What is the value? That's a very good question. What's the value of those people? For me, it's when... when I was young, I didn't get much attention of the touch. I wasn't used to the touch. And then no moment that my father was laying on the couch and I was laying beside him, and he just took my hair and he made curls in it. And just a little small touch. That touch I can remember from me when I was young. And I just put the touch outside of me. So what is the value? I don't get the value of it.
Yeah.
So can we just... So when people are looking for the value of being touched, can we just destroy all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions which are connected with it for this? Can we destroy and create it all the energies which are holding us back from being touched? And everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, all night, pocketbook, boys, shorts, beyond.
Wow.
It's really, I don't get it. It's out of my universe.
All right. Yeah, because it's as we were talking, I'm thinking it's insane that people would go or make touch a wrongness or I can't have this or wow, it's almost as if I need to be loved before I can be touched, and I'm not lovable, whatever that would be for people, right? Goodness. Yeah.
For most of the people, it's a fear. They are so afraid because when people touch you, when they want to touch you, they want more. A touch, a touch is mostly connected with sex, with sexual harassment, that they can be molested. That's also a thing connected to touch. So everything that is bringing up with people, shall we destroy and create it all, please?
Yes.
For sure. Right around, good and bad, online, pocketbook, boy, shorts, beyond. So when a man is going to touch me or me, then it might be, it's not in my world. Well, does he want more from me? Does he want sex with me? Do I have to copulate with him? That is for a lot of women. Is that in their reality?
Yeah. And do you think also, because the one word that pops up for me as you were mentioning these words, right, is also vulnerability. Do you think people are sometimes uncomfortable with being vulnerable and that touch invites vulnerability?
Oh, a lot. It's the ability. It's also to receive. A touch is all about receiving. And we, in this reality, we are not used to receive. Especially a lot of women, they just give, and they can't receive, or they don't allow themselves to receive. And it's also in the introduction that I just ask people, are you willing to receive the touch from yourself? Are you willing to receive you? Are you willing to receive the beauty of your hands on your skin? Are you really willing to receive the touch from somebody else? And I noticed in the energy that there were women, they were scared. They really were scared to receive. And just, for now, everything that is bringing up for other people, the scarcity from being touched, and all the things that come out of it. Shall we destroy and create it all? Yeah. Right and wrong, good and bad, all night, pocketbook, boys, shorts, beyond. What would the world be like if we can receive more? If we can receive ourselves, if we can receive the touch, if we can receive the touch from somebody else? Yeah. And that without judgment, without judgment. Because there's so much judgment also on it. And just have the touch, with no conclusions on it. From when I'm going to touch you, no, I don't want to have sex with you. I just want to touch you. I just want to know you. Well, I see you. I can feel you. I honor you. I acknowledge you. That's also the touch.
Awesome. Ellen, I so adore how this conversation has touched being physical and non-physical, because as you were talking about us being received and being willing to be received, what came up for me as a picture was, you know, I can wake up in the morning, touch my body and say, hi, body, but at the same time, because there's no separation between you and me, right? Me waking up in the morning is the touch that's required in this world.
And if just imagine that everybody in this world just wakes up in the morning and just say, hi, body, thank you. Hi, body, here I am. And just for a couple seconds, just touch your body and be aware with it. It's not like I'm touching it and I have to go on because I have to do shopping, I have to go to my work, I have to do this. But only a couple of seconds, just be aware with the touch. What can that bring for the whole day? What magic can that create for the whole day? What things can magical things can happen, because just only from being with you, being with your body for a couple of seconds or minutes, and then you can do that more. You can do those moments at your work. When I'm working at my computer, I can just touch it and I can bring that energy in the world, because it brings me back to me and my body, and can feel myself and my body, perceive it, and the outside world there is an influence on that for my surrounding. Instead of going on, just take a moment for yourself. And you can do that every time. You can do it. I've said it. Do it as often as you can, because that will change your life. That will change the feeling and the perceiving of your body, and it changes also the world.
Right. Because I'm curious now, if I'm willing to perceive all the molecules in my hand and be aware of all the molecules in my hand, and I can put my hand on the body of someone else, or even on my dog as he's lying next to me, right? Mm-hmm. My molecules are dancing, interacting with the molecules of his body. What magic can we create when we are willing to be that present?
It can create, because it's just what I just said before. When my children were grown up and they didn't want to be touched, I touched them, and with that touch, it's like my daughter a couple of years later on, she said to me, "Mom, you did that," and I didn't want to receive it, but I know, and I was grateful for it. So, although you don't think that they can feel it, or she knew that I have done that, and that was for her an acknowledgement, and that she said, "Well, I just love you doing it." In that world, in her age, you don't touch your daughter, you don't do that because they don't want it, but it was value for her.
Yes. Wow. Because you do mention that bodies need to be touched.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? Why would that, what is, I'm wondering, people going, okay, so I'm just curious for people going, why would bodies need to be touched? What's the need about bodies having to be touched?
For me, it's the interaction I have with myself. It's the interaction I have with the other person, And the bodies, they want to be nurtured. They want to be cared for. They just want to enjoy the touch. It's like it's a necessity of the body to perceive that energy. I sometimes would like that we could be like a cat, that the cat is just laying on his back, his feet in the air, and just saying, "From touch me, touch me, touch me." What would it take if we were going to do that? Just lay down and say to people, "Come touch me, touch me, touch me."
Oh yes, I perceive quite a lot of happy bodies if we were to do that. And it's so interesting because this conversation reminds me of there's an American, well, he's not alive anymore, but he was a motivational speaker. His name was Leo Buscaglia. I don't know if you've heard of him before.
No.
And he studied and taught love in college, university, the topic love and caring and touch. That was his subject. And he went on a rave the one day in a conversation and said, "Oh, people carry on about existentialism, this whole idea of existing." He says, "It's so easy. If I can touch you, I know I exist. I don't need to doubt whether I exist. Yeah. If I can just put out my hand and touch you." So, it was quite fun.
Yeah, it's great you say that, because it's also for being alive. When you touch somebody, you can, it's the, well, I am alive. I have feelings there. I have the feelings. I live. And, well, the more touch, the more we can live. Because look at the people in the elderly homes. They don't get to be touched. And they just a little bit dying. But the people who getting touched, they are more alive.
Wow.
So what would it take to change the world in a more conscious touch world? Dr. Dane has given a class on it, the body whispering. And when he was teaching that class, I was looking at it. And I was thinking that the class would be something very huge and very out of my universe. And I was looking at it and I thought, well, but this is what I already do. This is what I do. And for me, it was a normal thing. It was nothing very big. And after the class, I realized that it wasn't just a normal thing. It was it's big for this world to touch people, to let them know that they are valuable, that they are that I care for them, that I just love to be with them. And it was so beautiful that in the introduction I gave last weekend, I just asked people to lay down on the mattress, somebody besides, and just touch them very slowly, very, very slowly. And I just was walking around, and when somebody was touching another person, I just put my hand on their head or whatever the body was asking for. And it was one woman, she was touching somebody else, and I just put my hand on her and I laid my cheek to her cheek, and she was melting. She was really melting, and so was I. It was like those, our energies, they melted together, and it was just one energy of kindness, caring, nurturing, and it was so beautiful and to perceive that. And that is really something I would love all people to experience that, and also with a hug, give people a hug, and give a hug not only from give a full body hug, that all the parts of the body just put together and let the energy flow from one person to the other person. Just hug somebody else.
Oh, wow.
And that will make a difference. And not only from women to men. And I know that in this reality it's still not done that men hug each other. And what would it take that just men hugging each other? In the access world, I can see it, that men just hug each other. But try for the next couple of days, when you hug somebody, be conscious, be aware that you are hugging another person, that you can perceive the energy of the other person. And just by the hug, just say energetically to that person, thank you for being here, thank you for touching me, thank you for letting me know that I am alive, and thank you for letting you know that you are alive. And just be together for how long you want, and perceive the other as the greatest person you've ever met so far.
And awesome. I was actually going, I was going to ask you, so what exercise can we play with over the next couple of days? And here you went onto this beautiful, beautiful way of being in the world and being with other people. And, you know, it's just melting my heart. So thank you so much for
you're welcome. You
know, that to play with.
Yeah. And I did give the example. My father. My father isn't used to get hugs, and to say that he loves somebody. That is completely out of his universe. And one day I just realized, I know that his body just wants to be hugged, and I just started doing it. And I just said to my father, "Dad, I just want to hug you." And the first time it was so uncomfortable for him. And it was just when I put my arms around him and hugged him, he just went away. And now he is more at ease with it. I can just now come to him and say, "Oh, Dad, I just want to hug you." And I can hug him and I can feel that he loves it. He still isn't not completely... He can't accept it completely, but he allows me to hug him, and that's beautiful. That touches me. That he.
It's crazy. Ellen. My goodness, let me just double check. There we go. Can I? Okay, I lost you for a moment.
Okay. Where did you leave me?
You were saying that it's beautiful that he's allowing you to hug him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. He is now allowing me to hug him. And it's not only the hug, but he allows me also to touch him, to put my hand on his arm or on his back. He allows me. And that wasn't a couple of years ago. So when people are listening and they just want to try it out, don't stop yourself because of the fear of somebody else. Just ask the body, "Well, can I touch you?" And just try it out. Just one hand or just one hand on the other hand, and just ask a person, "May I hug you? May I give you a hug?" And people, when I ask people, "Well, may I hug you?" they look at me and they are surprised. And they say, "Yes, of course." And I just give them I always give a full body hug. And Yeah. Then they, and that, I love that.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I can't wait to see you so I can get a full body hug. That's for sure.
Do you know what a full body hug is?
Do I might have an idea, and that idea might be different than yours. So why did you tell us what a full body hug is?
I will tell you. There are a lot of people, when just look, when people are going to hug, they hug and it is only the upper side of the body they touch. But they also have hips, you also have a belly, and you also have genitals. And just put your genitals, just put your body, your whole body to the other, at the other body. Just do it.
Uh-huh.
I just do it.
Okay.
And I don't think about it if they are going to like it or they are going to do something with me. No, because it's, I just want to feel the whole body, because the body is not only from the there is a lot more of the body.
Yeah, it's including you in the whole, all of you.
Yeah.
You know, the,
yeah.
Even your toes.
even the toes, yes. So the next time when I see you at some class, we give each other a full body hug.
Absolutely. I can't wait for that. You know, I had so much fun talking to you, and I can't believe that we're actually at the top of the hour and our show is coming to an end. But before we get to ending off the conversation, could you please tell people how they can get hold of you and connect with you and what it is that you're doing? I know that you've developed the Conscious Touch workshop, but what else is there and how can people connect with you?
Oh, thank you for asking that. They can go to my website, and that is www.ellengillen, in Dutch, ELLENGILLEN, .com. And it's in Dutch, but if you can send me an email, I can give you information, and well, you can also ask me to come to your place to give the workshop for Conscious Touch, and I'm willing to come wherever I can. I'll be invited.
Awesome. That is so good to know. Ellen, so in closing of the conversation, what is the last thought that you'd like to leave for the listeners today?
Touch yourself. Start with touching yourself. Start with caring and nurturing you, your body, and the beautiful being you are. Start just doing it and play with it, and don't make it significant or hard. Just have fun with it.
Awesome. I am definitely going to do that and a lot more of it. Thank you so much for the inspiration, and thank you so much for joining us live on the show.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for the contribution you have been for me.
It's a huge pleasure. And everyone that has dialed in, thank you so much for you joining us this evening. And even though you have not been able to join us, but listening at this call at a different time, thank you so much for choosing that too. You know, that even is a contribution for me and for Ellen, because as we've discovered, there's no separation and touch continues.
Yeah, really.
Wherever we are and however we are. So thank you, everyone, and thank you so much, Ellen.
You're so welcome. And thank you for your great questions.
It's a huge pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your evening and your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.